Jordan Spieth began his quest for the career Grand Slam by not making a putt longer than 5 feet. What helped was that Quail Hollow punished just about everyone at some point Thursday in the PGA Championship. Kevin Kiesner and Thorbjørn Olsen of Denmark emerged as the top survivors on a course with some of the fastest, scariest putting surfaces the PGA Championship has ever seen, and both had to watch lengthy birdie putts creep into the cup on the 18th hole to share the lead at 4 under par 67. For all the talk about this 7,600-yard course favoring the big hitters, the shortest club in the bag turned out to be just as valuable. Anytime you have to putt down green, downhill, we just tap it and hope it stops by the hole, said John Rahm, who shot a 70. Spieth is amongst the best putters in golf, especially from long range. On consecutive holes, he ran long putts some 10 feet by the cup and made bogey. He saved his round with two late birdies for a 1 over par 72 and still was just 5 shots behind. Scooter Jeanette hit a grand slam in the seventh inning, ending left-hander Brad Hand's long scoreless streak and rallying the Cincinnati Reds to a 10-3 win over San Diego. The Reds won 3 of 4 in the series. San Diego took a 3-2 lead in the seventh, leaving Danielson Lamet in line for a fourth straight victory. The Padres' best reliever of late let it, though, get away. The Reds loaded the bases against Kirby Yates and Hand, who had a streak of 24 scoreless innings. Jeanette's third career grand slam made it 6-3, the first runs allowed by Hand since June the 10th. Eugene Suarez homered 2 pitches later. Zach Cozart and Joey Votto added homers in the eighth, with Votto's solo shot extending his hitting streak to a season-high 15 games. Rookie Josh Bell hit his 20th home run and drove in 3 runs, leading Pittsburgh past Detroit 7-5. Garrett Cole allowed 6 hits and 3 earned runs in 8 innings, his longest outing of the season. He improved to 3-1 since the All-Star break and is 6-3 in his last 10 starts. Yankees manager Joe Girardi says there's a good possibility he'll go with pitcher Jordan Montgomery instead of CC Sabathia for Sunday's game against the Boston Red Sox. Sabathia left Tuesday's game at Toronto after 3 innings because of soreness in his arthritic right knee. Now, Montgomery was optioned to AAA Sunday in an attempt to limit his innings. The NBA has scheduled its earliest opening night in 37 years. The Boston Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers will begin the 2017-2018 season with an Eastern Conference Finals rematch on October 17th before the defending champion Golden State Warriors host the Houston Rockets later that night. The NBA moved up the start of the regular season in hopes of creating more opportunities for players to rest without missing games. The Warriors and Cavaliers will play a finals rematch on Christmas, the marquee game of a 5-game holiday schedule. The other Christmas games are Philadelphia at New York, Washington at Boston in the Celtics' first Christmas home game ever, Houston at Oklahoma City in a matchup of MVP Russell Westbrook and runner-up James Harden, and Minnesota at the Lakers. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is watching the Patriots exhibition opener. It is his first game in New England since suspending quarterback Tom Brady in the scandal that came to be known as Deflategate. Goodell was in Patriot owner Robert Kraft's luxury suite as the game against the Jaguars got started. And Duke men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski will have a total knee replacement surgery, leading the team to cancel this month's exhibition trip to the Dominican Republic. The school announced that the Hall of Fame coach will have the procedure this weekend on his right leg at the University Hospital in Durham. Krzyzewski will be released within 3 days to begin rehabilitation program at Duke. In a statement, Krzyzewski said he decided on surgery after 3 straight days of working with the team made him realize his knee condition wouldn't be sustainable throughout next season. It's the 6th surgery in 17 months for the 70-year-old coach. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.